Welcome to 365 Blessings, a devotional series for one and all. I'm Dr. John Centurion, and here's a blessing for you. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jahaziel, son of Zechariah, the son of Benai, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite and descendant of Asaph, as he stood in the assembly. He said, "Listen, King Jehoshaphat, and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem. This is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours but God's." 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verses 14 and 15. Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, was afraid because the Moabites and the Ammonites, with some of the Meunites, had declared war on him. Alarmed, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast for all Judah. The people of Judah came together to seek help from the Lord. Indeed, they came from every town in Judah to seek him. Jehoshaphat praised and glorified God and cried to him for help. That is when the above prophecy and promise were given to Jehoshaphat and the people in Judah. More specific directions were given to the king. Tomorrow, march down against them. They will be climbing up by the pass of Ziz, and he will find them at the end of the gorge in the desert of Jeruel. You will not have to fight this battle. Take up your positions, stand firm, and see the deliverance the Lord will give to you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged. Go out to face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verses 16 and 17. Early in the morning they left for the desert of Tekoa. As they set out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Listen to me, Judah and people of Jerusalem. Have faith in the Lord your God and you will be upheld. Have faith in his prophets and you will be successful." After consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise him for the splendor of his holiness. As they went out at the head of the army, saying, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever." As they began to sing in praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, who were invading Judah, and they were defeated. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verses 20 to 22. The faithfulness of God was manifest again as he defeated the enemies of Judah. If you are being attacked by evil forces, cry out to God as Jehoshaphat did. Never forget to praise and glorify God in the midst of the attack. Jesus will deliver you, and you will glorify him again for his faithfulness. I hope this message was a blessing to your life. I'm Dr. John Centurion. You can visit my website jesuschrist.co.in and my blog blessed2009.com for more spiritual resources. Do send me an email if you have any prayer requests. My email address is johnson3570@gmail.com. May God bless you.